Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another of those incidents where we take my Louisville magazine column, Smiley's Picks, into the studio of WUOL. And my guests today are Rachel Grimes and Jane Halliday. Good morning, both.
Good morning.
Who are the co-founders of an exciting new group, at least I think it's potentially very exciting, called Here and Now, who have a concert on Thursday, the 8th of March, at 8 p.m. of new music. Rachel, let me start with you. What's so unusual about this concert that makes it a must attend?
Well, it combines local new music of local composers, a very old instrument in a new context, which is the harpsichord, and in a really exciting and beautiful space, which is 21C Museum and Hotel. So you get new music live, and you're sitting right there with it, and you get to enjoy this amazing room full of brand new art.
Jane, it seems to me that there are two kind of buzzwords in the arts at the moment. One is innovation, and the other is cooperation. And we've seen a number of examples of that recently, but this would seem to be an archetypal example. It's a completely new notion, I think, for Louisville at least, of using a contemporary art setting, and one of the most important, the city obviously, and a contemporary notion in music and contemporary music. Comments?
Yes. Well, I think the comment that I would make to that is that the innovation is when we conceived of this idea of putting together a group that would bring composers and performers together. Part of the, probably the main point of it was to create a dynamic between those two groups and have them work more closely together, try and introduce them to each other through these works, which would give the composers more of an opportunity to develop their compositional style by knowing instrumentalists better. And just the whole thing is about the dynamics of knowing each other. And so that was really the point, is to bring us together in a way that would be fun to explore music.
But what I think is so clever about your concept is that Americans, I think, as a rule, as a nation, we're pretty receptive to modern art, and we're pretty non-receptive to contemporary music. So using modern art as a kind of hook to get the sort of, dare I say it, East End of Market Street crowd to come to a concert, I think, is extremely smart.
I think that's true about ballet, too. I think it's funny because I think contemporary ballet is easier for people to feel comfortable with. And I think that's something that classical music in general has struggled with, having the same sort of connectivity with normal ears. I don't want to say normal, but ears that are not as trained to receive it.
Yes. I was talking to Joanna Goldstein earlier about the Louvre Orchestra, and one of the notions that emerged from that, or one of the questions that emerged, was that any art form, I think, has to change. It has to mutate, or else it will die. And I think one of the problems of classical music, with a capital K, is that classical music is basically the same as it was when great-grandmama went to the concerts in the 1890s.
Well, for some of us, it really isn't.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons we brought these concerts out of academia and into a place that would really cross-pollinate people's minds and hearts, because it is very alive for some folks, you know, but it's kind of an underground. And a lot of people that would really enjoy this music might not go if it was in an environment that they're not used to going to.
That's
but
right.
21C is appealing and interesting and offers a little bit more of a comfortable and intimate environment for people to come. I mean, you can go downstairs and see the art before the concert. You can grab a beer. You can sit with your friends in a comfortable chair and you know, look around the room. It's a much more, it's less focused on, let's just say, the academic tradition of contemporary music maybe from the last 40 years.
Yes, I think that whole, sort of whole ambience business is so very important.
I think
the opera companies had a lot of success with that, with the red carpet, you know, as you come into the opera and attractive young people handing out glasses of champagne, that kind of thing, to make it a complete experience, as it was in formal times. But would you accept, Rachel, that contemporary music is a niche market? market.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And that what you're doing, contemporary music, chamber music, is another niche market. So we're talking about a niche of a niche.
Yeah, it's, and then you add a harpsichord on that and you've got a triple layer niche.
I don't find the harpsichord a turn off, you know?
Well, I don't either, but it is one of those instruments where people are like, oh, wow, that Addams Family thing?
Is that it, really?
You know,
two skeletons copulating
it.
On a tin roof and that sort of thing.
It's actually a gorgeous instrument and one of my favorites. And we're one of the most exciting things about Thursday's concert is Jack Ashworth, who's a dear friend of ours and a collaborator and was my teacher, is central in performing several of the works and also has donated the use of his beautiful instrument. It's a Willard Martin French double manual. So.
Wonderful. Jane, can we get down to some nitty-gritties? We've said repeatedly it's Thursday, the 8th of March, this coming Thursday, and that it's at 8 p.m. at 21C, which is the corner of 7th and Main, if there's anybody on the planet who doesn't know where 21C is. And the format is informal, but the music is not. It's a serious musical endeavor in a very beautiful setting. What about tickets? Do we need to book in advance?
We advise it. You can buy them at the Garage, which is a restaurant on Market Street.
Oh, yes.
You can also reserve tickets if you wanted to. You can email us. We're at Here and Now. Here Now Music. There's no and in our email address, sorry, at AOL.com.
And that's to reserve tickets for a concert of contemporary music in the delightful setting of 21C in a background of contemporary art on Thursday, March 8 at 8 p.m. Rachel Grimes, Jane Halliday, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks
for having us.